So today's podcast is top 10 Barack Obama quotes.
What?
No, it's not.
Is it really?
No.
Because can you imagine?
He's planned this, so I have no idea.
Clear.
It could very well be that.
No. Should we just have this as the podcast has already started?
Yeah, it's started.
Okay.
I think we do a rolling start.
So today's podcast is on what's cringe.
Oh, nice.
So this is really interesting. We've got some really interesting science to delve into on what cringe is.
Good.
And then I've got a bunch of hilarious cringe scenarios to float by you and see whether you'd find them cringe like a normal person would.
Try me.
But I think we should start off with where the name comes from.
Cringe.
That's cringe. The iconic Cody Cole.
Cody Cole and Noel Miller.
That's the one I said, Cody Cole.
Cody Cole
and Noel Miller. They made a series on YouTube called That's Cringe. They were just watching cringe stuff and were getting like 10 to 20 mil views. And then you made a series on Love at First Kiss.
Which
is also cringe.
Yes, it was also cringe.
And it got me thinking, why do people like watching cringe?
People like seeing other people uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know. This, but I probably should move positions so I don't look so comfortable. So people will
I've got some sort of the science behind the cringe later on. But without going into the science of cringe.
It's a good point because...
Like, what do you enjoy about it? What made you think, like, I'm going to watch people kiss badly?
I don't know what it is, but it's even like a thumbnail. If you pull a cringe, a face like you're cringing, people will click on it more if you're just happy. A happy thumbnail never does well. So I think people innately just like to see other people suffer.
That's definitely true. That's part of my main channel. Like, my main channel stuffs a lot of people, their lives going really wrong.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude.
What?
Just the word for it. I think it's German.
That's not a word.
Delight in other people's suffering.
What do you say? Say again.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like the idea that people get enjoyment from seeing other people suffer.
I do that a lot.
And I think it makes sense. Like if you're evolving and someone else does something and something goes seriously wrong for them, you want to have a little look and be like, what do they do to get themselves in this predicament so you can avoid it yourself?
Well, I don't know if it's just so I can avoid it. Nothing I love more than someone's downfall. I really love it.
It's crazy. Have you ever heard of rubbernecking?
What, on the motorway when people are looking at the accident?
Like if there's
on the
a crash,
side.
People have to put up like walls so people don't look at crashes.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that the majority of people will like think, oh, someone's just crashed there. I'm going to look,
and it slows
down
all the traffic.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, but that's interesting. I just think that the whole like the cringe is such a weird concept. Like, did you find it cringe when you first started posting on social media?
Yeah, I thought, yeah. I was just a ball of cringe, though, to be honest. So...
Was?
I still am. Other people look at me and think it's cringe, but I think if you're blinded by your own cringe, you're fine.
Is that why you're wearing the goggles?
Yes, that's why I'm wearing these. No, I'm wearing these because I have an eye condition. So thanks for bringing that up.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
I've always thought you have really weird-looking eyes, actually.
No, I don't have nothing wrong with them. Guys, there's no condition. They're fine. They're still under there. It's just the bright lights hurt and I look cooler like this. Let's face it. I look cooler.
Who told you that?
Everyone in the room.
No, fair enough. I can see the YouTube comments now.
Yes. Please drop a comment and say you look really cool and I'll just keep doing it.
Well, okay, yeah. Let them know whether you want the glasses to continue.
I'm very impressionable.
But yeah, I always thought that like the cringe thing's always a funny one where so much of it depends on how well you're doing. Like when I first started doing YouTube and wasn't really getting views, everyone was like, I could just tell like if people looked at it, it made me embarrassed. Even though I actually don't think anyone that I knew in real life knew I had a YouTube channel until like much later on, I could just imagine uploading that first video and being like, if this gets 10 views and someone sees that I'm sat in my room talking to myself, trying to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I posted all of mine in secret to begin with.
Did you?
Yeah. Well,
what was the first content you made? Was that the fitness stuff?
No. I started posting videos. I think I mentioned this crazy werewolf 888.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that, I'm not saying that name's not going to come back because it kind of hits, but I was just posting like Roblox content, wouldn't tell anyone. And
with
then
your voice?
No, I used text on screen.
Ah.
It's a good thing I didn't use my voice. Let's just say that. And then I started doing... Any video you could think of, like Pineapple Wars, one of my greatest pieces I've ever created, where I just cut up a pineapple and pretended I was at war with Labyrinth Earthquake playing in the background. No.
Is it Labyrinth?
Yeah, it is Labyrinth. I predict an earthquake up in here. And I was just cutting up a pineapple. And I was 10 years old. That was in secret. And then I did it again. And I didn't mention this last time because I forgot. Underneath Isaac TV, I uploaded a pumpkin carving video. and it got no views and I took it down and I was trying to do it discreetly. No one found it, luckily. No one has seen that video.
Does it still exist?
No.
Is it still in
the
archives?
Only I have that video.
Oh, you've still got it though?
I still got it on my PC
somewhere.
No
way.
Yeah. But it was always in private because I knew people would be looking and they would see. But then I did this fitness stuff and I didn't care then.
Because I used to do a variety of stuff like 10, 15 years ago. I did Modern Warfare 2 quickscoping montages. That was a classic. There was one time, I was young as well, and my neighbors were having sex really loud and I had my mate round and I was just vlogging type thing. Being like, listen to this.
No,
and you could just
weren't.
Hear the lady like, you.
feel like you didn't need to do the voice.
No, so, well.
Feel like you didn't need to
recreate I just thought you might not know what a woman having sex sounds like.
Actually, they sound more like this.
Screaming. That was a bit more.
No, they don't make a noise. What do you mean? They don't make a noise. They just sit there.
But he's done yet.
You win. No, I'm not going to do that.
You've got 60 seconds more, or it's another 50 quid. Shit.
Have you ever?
No. Had sex? No.
Me neither.
Certainly not with a woman. No. I don't even know where I was going with this.
You're talking about cringe.
The science of cringe. So this is really interesting. So funny enough, there was an article that got published in Grey Matters, which is an undergraduate research journal. So a proper scientific journal called That's Cringe, The Neuroscience Behind Embarrassment.
So Cody and Noel stole it from science.
Other way around. This was published in 2021,
no, they took
like 3
it.
Years ago. And Cody and Noel...
They studied them.
Did it like 6 years ago. So I genuinely think these scientists watched That's Cringe.
And studied it.
And studied it.
That's really cool. Imagine they study us, what was something we did.
Didn't Cody Co watch your video on Love at First Kiss?
I think his editor did, because then Cody did a Love at First Kiss thing. But he's seen my TikToks. He watched my TikToks.
Really?
But I don't think he would have watched one of my videos all the way through. He did give me a shout out when he reacted to Case Cooking. He said, I saw a telly match.
No way.
Did a video on Case, which is funny because I am not the first person to react to Case Cooking. I just stole that. So
no way.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
That's cool.
Funny enough, I've only just realized this now. This isn't even part of the prep. They did a That's Cringe on some like indie hippie girl. Mm. Do you remember this? And she's like, when I wake up in the morning, I like to remember to breathe.
Oh, did you ever watch it that does one? Ring a bell. It rings a bell, but I don't remember the indie hippie side of it.
She's just like a bit of a hippie.
Yeah.
And I basically, one of my first ever YouTube videos was basically just a scripted version of their That's Cringe
that.
reaction to that. But it's really interesting. They were saying that like, so this article was speaking about cringe and what it actually is and how it's quite hard to define because it's a bit of a weird emotion to sort of get people to gauge.
Yeah, because how do you define cringe? Like,
yeah, they're saying like, is it embarrassment? Is it shame?
That's true. What is cringe?
Cringe is a bit of a weirdly
hard
to define.
Do you cringe easily? Would you say you cringe easily?
Yeah, at myself.
Just at yourself though?
Yeah.
Do you cringe at others?
I definitely overanalyze my own behavior.
Yeah, same.
To cringe a lot.
Even on the train earlier, I was getting the train in and someone had to sit next to me. And I just started acting different straight away.
What do you mean?
She was just reading a book, right? It's just some middle-aged woman sat down reading a book, minding her own business, doesn't give a shit about me. But I'm there just like looking out the window with music on, playing music and like thinking, oh, what shall I do with my hands so I don't look weird? And then I was just like playing with my water bottle and stuff like that.
Entire hour train journey.
Yeah, just so I looked like I had shit going on.
That's so... So I've got a bunch of, later on, there's a little segment where I go through awkward scenarios and be like, what do you do here? Do you find it awkward?
Yeah.
You're more awkward than I thought you'd be.
I'm so awkward.
Are you?
Yeah.
This is a very awkward podcast.
It is. We're two awkward people on the podcast. I'm so awkward. I might pretend I'm not in certain situations, but it's hard because it comes out.
Yeah, it does. When you start overthinking your own behavior, who knows what's going
to
happen next?
Yeah. The big thing is for me, I don't know what to do with hands. I don't know why I was got these fucking things.
Before
I don't
we started episode one, you spent ages actually going like, I don't know where to put them. Do I put them here?
Exactly. I still don't know what to do with them. They're really pissing me off. And when I stand up, I tend to just stand straight, like with my arms down at my side.
Mm.
I look that like that emoji, which just looks stupid. And I don't know what to do with them. I'm not going to put them in my pockets because also this is bad. When you know when you put Put your hand in your pocket and you have your thumb out.
Can't do that. Looks like you've got them down your pants on the camera.
Okay, well, I don't.
Not yet. Whereas if you subscribe to our Patreon...
Yes, if you subscribe to our Patreon,
you get all the exclusive content, including Batch with his hands down his pants.
We're not promising that.
We're not promising anything.
There's nothing down there anyway. Just a witch with a cauldron.
What?
Yeah, that's what's down there. That's what's happening down there.
I'm subscribing to the Patreon after that one.
So
I read this article and it was really interesting. And it spoke about how like important it was for early humans back when we were very tribal to have this feeling of cringe. Because if you do something weird that makes you a bit of an outcast, you lose access to sort of like communal food, water, shelter, safety. So doing something that sort of violates social norms that everyone's like, he's weird for that, or she's weird for that, or they're weird for that, or insert pronoun here, it's weird for that.
Out.
You don't want to just be weird and then just be like, you know what, you're not involved. Built-in thing. So it's like got evolutionary benefits.
Everything goes back to evolution. It really does.
It really does.
Even shout out to everyone who has a period, by the way, because periods, they cycle sync up.
Is that true?
I'm in a house full of like four girls. All our cycle, well, I've not got a cycle, but all their cycles are sunked. And I feel left out, quite frankly. And they can relate on that because if back in the day, when you're like a big tribe, if one girl is fertile whilst the other are not fertile, all the men are going to be going for her in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if they're sunk, they're all in the same cycle. And then it's, you know, you make love when, you know, to pick your partner. I won't explain making love and stuff. I'm sure you get that. But everything goes back to the people we were.
Interesting. It is interesting the more, I mean, you'd never think that something cringe comes from something like that.
Yeah, cavemen were cringing out.
Yeah.
I wonder if they really did like properly cringe.
Yeah.
Or not.
And someone draws a really shit stick man and they're like, oh, that's embarrassing.
A hieroglyph, they fuck up.
Is that
up
what you think you look like? Wanker. Let's leave him in the cave, guys.
It's like when someone makes their Bitmoji more attractive than them. Yeah. They do their hieroglyphic.
Give them massive muscles or like, fuck off. Like, you never hunted a mammoth. You weren't there that day. Stop drawing yourself hunting that mammoth. You weren't even there.
They're cringing out over
you. You were sleeping next to the fire, you prick. Stealing all the credit for heart, and they're going to find that in 20,000 years and think that it was you.
They don't know who it was.
And they're not going to think it was. We've been out working all day for this meat, and you've been sat there on your ass doing nothing and drawing pictures that was going to remember you from, and we're putting in the graft.
It's
cringe, and then you get kicked out.
Yeah, you get kicked out for being cringe.
That's crazy. How cringe do you think I would have to be for you to stop doing a podcast with me?
It's getting close. It is getting close. Earlier, you guys wouldn't have seen this. He came in and we just had lunch and he just let everyone know that fish aren't real.
That's true. We'll do a whole episode on it. There's no such thing as fish.
We're just trying to relax. And he comes in and says salmon is not related to a catfish. And I just, you know what? Whatever, Arthur, whatever.
Everyone's related, but just they're very distant. Anyway. So the thing I was talking about with the tribal thing used to be much more the case, but now they've sort of developed and realized that there's like a lot of subtle subcategories of cringe. And one of the main reasons that they realized that was going like, if you do something embarrassing in public, but no one sees, you're still embarrassed.
That's true.
And that's a weird thing to think about. Like if you do something really embarrassing and no one sees, like, let's say you sneeze and snot goes everywhere and it's like dangling from your nose.
Never happened to me. Can't relate.
No. With that...
But with that what? If you're going to mention my petite nose...
This is a big nose podcast.
No snot is actually stored in that in this.
Really? You're not a snotty kind of guy?
No, deep down maybe. But not up front. Not
this
up
is
front
why we rare. Started a podcast for these kind of conversations.
The topics that need to be discussed.
I was like, you know, when people are watching your TikToks, they're going to wonder how snotty that schnoz is.
They need to know how snotty the nose is. Guys, fresh air. Although it doesn't work as good as you think.
He just took three quarters of the air in the room, by the way.
Arthur, start shaking your head. Producer's just gone straight up. No, surprisingly though, we joke, but it's actually not as useful as it looks.
What, having a big nose?
Because it's still got, I've still got the same size nostrils up here.
Oh, yeah.
They might be big down here, but up here it's little. That's why everything is a facade.
Even that's another evolutionary thing, like sort of the amount of sun and the heatness of the air and the humidity of the air Yeah. All shapes the size of your nose.
That's how you know I'm spicy white. That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah. Spicy white.
Right.
Quarter Italian.
Quarter Italian. Quarter Welsh. Quarter Swiss. Quarter English. No white in my bones. There's no white. I'm not one bit white, guys.
All right. That's a very fitting thing for you to admit on the cringe episode.
Yeah. I had it. Okay.
Have you got cringe
stories? In general, just the fact that my name is Italian Batch is probably pretty cringe.
That's a bit cringe.
But I was 10 years old and I was really hanging on to the quarter Italian in me. And so I just thought, oh, it was a gamer tag. I said this before. So I was like, okay, I'll be Italian Batch so everyone can know that I'm Italian. And then I put an Italian flag in my Instagram bio for ages, just in case you didn't know.
That could be worse. I mean, Italian Batch. I had some weird ones growing up. When I was a kid on YouTube, I can't remember if I said this in episode one, I was Banksy Kid. My dad bought me a Banksy copy and I was a kid. So I was like, I'm Banksy Kid.
Yeah,
and then I got really enthralled by the regalness of being an author. And I started calling myself the Crimson King.
Oh my God.
So my old RuneScape name was Crimson King. And then I changed it to King Arthur. And now still on like every gaming thing, like PlayStation, all that kind of stuff, I'm just King Arthur.
That's very like English Crusader of you.
Yeah, it is a little bit, isn't it?
Like, you know.
King Arthur's an icon things. Though.
But yeah. Was he? I don't even know him.
Really?
Never knew him.
Great bloke.
Truly.
Yeah, great table.
Really, we had a King Arthur.
A lot of knights.
Oh, is he the guy with the sword?
Pulled the sword out of the... Yeah.
Which is bullshit, by the way. He never did that.
How do you know?
So who put the sword in the stone in the first place?
I don't know. God?
Stuff like that doesn't just happen.
That's true.
If God's real, then how come I don't know what to do with my hands sometimes?
All right.
That would never happen.
Whilst you're being awkward, let me make you even more awkward and put you in some cringe scenarios.
All right.
So.
Good luck. I'm comfortable.
How are you with small talk?
I don't know. I think you'd have to ask other people. What do you think? How do you think
I'm
I am?
I'm trying to remember if I ever met you at a stage where we were small talking.
Sometimes I'm really good. Sometimes I'm really bad. There's no in between, I don't think.
When are you particularly bad?
When I've got nothing to say, when I've got nothing interesting.
It sounds kind of mean, but I'm really bad when I don't really care.
That is mean. So sounds mean because it is.
You know, I live in Jersey. Did you know that?
Well, you don't.
I'm from the small island. Well, okay, so I grew up in Jersey.
Yeah.
The small island of Jersey. That's my family from. Whenever you fly from London to Jersey, there's always someone you know on the flight.
Right.
Because there's not that many people that live in Jersey. Everyone roughly our age, like, comes to London to get a job. Everyone's in finance or tech or whatever, or banking. And there's always someone I know. And one time there was this guy that I went to school with that I just wasn't mates with. You know, we were in the same classes for stuff. And we were next to each other after we had gone through the gate. And so for about 45 minutes, I was sat there next to this guy that, like, I really just didn't have any particular interest in catching up with.
Yeah.
Like, nice enough. No problem with being like, hey, how's it going? How's your day? But like, he was insistent on keeping the conversation going until we sat down. Thankfully, we weren't sat together. But like, that kind of stuff, I cannot deal with.
Oh, it's difficult because you've got to do it. Like, you can't just not engage in conversation if someone else is.
Yeah, but that's the tough. And when I feel like I bounce off people a lot, like if someone's really good at being very talkative, I can talk a lot back. But if it goes silent, I'm stuck.
Yeah, that's true.
I can never come up with something to say.
I think I need someone to either match me or be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're both fucking awkward. So yeah. We're just going to be stood here staring at each other with my hands in my pockets.
I always get messages whenever I meet someone in real life and they're like a fan. They'll be like, hey, and stuff. It'll be really awkward. And they'll always be like, I'm really sorry for being so awkward. And I'm like, I know that's partly my fault. Because I should just be like, hey.
I get stuff like that, but I'm glad they say it because I always overthink the situation and think, well, they've just met me and they think, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Who the what the fuck?
They go unfollow, unsubscribe.
Yeah, exactly.
Cancel the Patreon.
When they send a message saying, sorry for being awkward, I'm like, oh, thank God. They think they were the one in, you know, being awkward there. Yeah. But really, it's fucking me. I'm really awkward with fan interactions.
Yeah.
I've got like a stencil of what I do. So they'll come up and they'll say, I watch your videos. And I'll go, oh.
I'll go,
oh, thanks. And then they'll say,
watch your videos.
and then I don't know what to say.
No wonder they think you're awkward. You just start hyperventilating in their face.
No, I can't say, oh, thanks. And then
why do you do the voice? Why do you go?
I make them feel at home. That's what I do. And then Usually they ask for a photo, but if they don't, I'm finished because then I've got nothing. And so they just go, oh, I love your videos. And then I go, oh, thanks. And then it's just Bruce awkward is a young silence.
Santa. I'm a fan of you, Batch. Oh, oh, oh.
But no, it's fine. If they ask for a photo, then I take a photo with them.
This year.
That's not even it.
It's just, I've never heard you laugh like that in my life.
Because I've got to act like it's taking me off guard. I'm like, oh.
But it sounds like you're nutting a little bit.
I've got to.
I'm a fan of you, Bad. Oh. Tell me again.
It's because I'm acting like I'm taken off guard, but I'm not. Because you guys aren't subtle. You think you're being subtle. I can hear you saying something.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see in my peripheral, you're looking and then you're looking at your phone. It's the most obvious thing. So when you do come up, I'm like, oh, what?
What?
And then when they ask for a photo, I'm like, yeah, let's get a photo. I always do this.
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, so you know what to do with the hands.
But
I always thumbs up
that,
and I think it's such a white boy thing to do.
Well, this is because I'm like, I'm kind of streetless, but let's be honest. What was that about? There's choking going on.
The cough of doubt.
And so I throw up, this is a street sign.
That's good.
I throw up a street sign. And then afterwards I go, oh, what's your name? And they tell me my name. Their name, and I'll go, oh, cool, nice to meet you. And I'll say my name. Because I don't want to be like, oh, you don't need my name. You know, yeah. I don't want to be a dick. So I go,
it's tough.
Yeah, Isaac. And then I go to fist bump them. No one ever goes for a fist bump anymore.
You shouldn't fist fans, I think. What? As in?
What?
As in?
I always do that. I always fist my fans, yeah. No. They never go for a fist bump. So I...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So you know the situation where you go for that and they're going for a shake
of
the hand.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then they change and we're there for about half an hour.
Oh, damn.
Just changing signs until we do something and then we walk off awkwardly.
Yeah.
That's always what happens with my interactions.
I always find the like photo thing that... Because you don't want to be like, do you want a photo? And then be like, no.
Oh, yeah, no, I never ask. I never ask because if they said that, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
But in the pause...
Me neither.
Can I get a photo? I can't wait for us to be leaving this podcast studio and see this first interaction.
Okay.
Because the second you laugh
like that, I feel
like
I've come.
I'm going to lose it.
I'm better than that. Okay, right. Let's pretend you're a fan.
I want to do a live tour just so I can see you. Right. No,
let me redeem myself.
Just for an hour straight. Just...
Can we? Let's pretend you watch my videos. You're coming up to me and taking a photo. Okay. Let's just and I'll act completely natural.
I think it's Italian patch. They're like sexy grandpa. Okay. Hello. Hello.
You all right?
Are you Italian batch?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
No.
Please, no.
I love your podcast. I watch it all the time.
Thanks. It's not even out yet. You fucking liar.
No, I've just watched episode 4.
Oh, thanks. What's your name?
I'm a big Patreon fan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Italian Snatch.
That's not your name.
I'm Patreon at Italian Snatch.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you. Awesome. I'll probably see you around. I saw a guy on the train earlier and...
I don't care about your story. I've got to go. I've got a train to catch.
No, let me tell you my story. I saw a guy on the train earlier and he recognised my videos. We had a good conversation. Cool guy. And then at the end of the conversation, I got up and I said, see you soon.
Oh, no.
I didn't know why I fucking said it.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to see him soon. So I don't know why I said it.
This is one of them. The classic
head.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah,
I did it on a flight the other day. People always talk about it, so I was like, this is never going to happen to me. And someone was like, enjoy your flight, sir. And I was like, thanks, you too.
But were they on the flight?
No. Oh. Have you seen that guy that does the TikToks where he's like, the guy's like, oh, enjoy your meal. And he's like, thanks, you too. And they look at each other and it's like them enjoying the meal together.
Oh, and
together,
then they enjoy it together. Yeah.
And he always does the thanks, you too, and then gets them to join them for TikToks.
Yeah. We should do that as a TikTok.
We should.
Behind the scenes.
When we do Batch and Arthur on tour and we have to fly to... What country was it going to?
Bucharest. Are we?
Not a country, but...
No.
Great place.
You can't fly to a country.
We'll go to Why not? You're on a no-fly list, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm not in the wrong for what I did. I can't say it on...
Okay. A podcast for another time.
Yes, I think so.
So Thanks for You Too was a good one. Greeting someone walking past. So you know someone, you're walking past in the street. What do you do?
Depends how well I know him, because I might get stuck in conversation. Do you do the white boy?
I know you're quarter Italian, but like, does three quarters of you do the white boy?
It's in me, but I'm more just sort of like...
You have a little boogie.
I don't know. I sort of just get loose with it. I'm just like, what's up?
Oh. Whilst you're walking past.
What's up, motherfucker?
See, that was one of my really awkward ones. I walked past a family friend once and I went, oh, no way. Shook his hand and it was just complete silence. And I went...
That's an Arthur classic.
And then just kept... It was honestly, if you could watch that back.
Arthur classic. No way.
Just handshaking. He's like, why are you shaking my hand? I already know you.
No, I do say hello. I'll say hello. I saw, like, if you bump into a friend's mum and you're walking past them,
whoa,
I get in conversation.
Do you?
Yeah.
Be like, yo, what's up? Mums.
No, I don't say you, what's up. You do or you don't imagine?
Can't imagine. Can't imagine you being a mum favourite.
No.
Are you not?
No. Probably not a favourite, no.
Did Arthur Hill's mum like you?
I think so. But I said, do you prefer me or Arthur TV? And she said, she refused to answer the question.
I know why that is.
But maybe.
She's an Arthur TV enjoyer.
She's an Arthur TV stan, but.
Yeah, she is. Good old Lisa.
I think she liked me more. Comment on this video right now, Lisa.
Yeah, come on, Lisa.
And let us know.
Pick one.
I think she liked me more.
Rejecting someone. This is a big topic online.
Yeah.
If you reject someone and you're in a relationship, should you say sorry? If a girl comes up to you and goes, hey, I think you're really cute. Right. Can we go on a date? Like, I'd like to get your number. Do you do the, no, I have a girlfriend, and walk away? Or are you supposed to, in a hypothetical, guys, like what they should and shouldn't do? Or are you supposed to go, oh, sorry, I've got a girlfriend? Because some girls really hate the idea that the guy would be like, oh, sorry, because what you're apologizing for. But I think it's so normal.
It's never, I feel like, because especially if you're English, sorry is something that just comes out.
Yeah, that's so true.
Can't help it. But it's never actually happened to me. A girl's never come up to me whilst I'm in a relationship, said, never made a move. Like, I'll get it.
I can see
like
that.
It will happen like in comments or DMs, but never in person.
Do you leave the house much? That.
All the time. I'm out all the time. I'm out all the time around in public places, but nothing's ever happened. But I would say, I've got a girlfriend.
Oh, you wouldn't be
I probably
like,
would
I'm
say
sorry.
I'm going to be honest. I probably would. I'll go, sorry, I've got a girlfriend. But more sorry for them. I don't want them to feel embarrassed.
Yeah,
so I'm
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Sorry that you...
It's not like, oh, I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have a girlfriend because I so would.
It's more like, sorry, I'm not trying to make you look... I'm not trying to make you feel embarrassed.
Yeah, it's like, oh, unfortunately, like I'm sorry to reject you and
sorry
to turn down your...
What they hate is if you go, unfortunately, I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't have any of this.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've got a fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Here's one. So in the article that I was reading, it spoke about how some cringe isn't necessarily innate because it's on social norms. So different social places have different social norms.
Oh.
So one of them that this one didn't speak about, but another article referencing it did, was taking phone calls loudly in public. And this is one of my pet peeves. It's only something I've experienced in London, is people will be on the bus next to you or something and just be like, hello?
Yeah,
hello, mate. Nah, why didn't tell the wife?
No, it's such a public transport thing.
Or something, and, it's like, and you're like, what? I'm going to the doctors to get it checked out, mate. And you're like, what? Everyone in the bus is listening to this conversation and they just don't care.
They don't give a shit.
Whereas I would be dying inside if I had to take a phone call.
I can't take it. Also, even if it's in my AirPods and I'm speaking, I look like such a little like rat just... If I ever have to take a phone call, I'm really quiet. Like, yeah, sorry, I'm just on the train.
Yeah, me too. I'm so sorry. I'll call you back. I'm in
so
public.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I've got to go. I can't take a call in public. But people do it on public transport all the time. Also, a lot of cultures, I don't know why, but they are always on the phone anyway. Like, they'll be on the phone to friends just traveling. Just like if they're getting the train, they'll just be on the phone to friend. Not for anything in particular, just for like
just
company.
Catching up.
Yeah, which is something that I've never done.
I kind of rate it, you know, if I'm bored on the train... How would you feel if I was like, hello, mate? And you're like, hey, what's up? And I'm just like, just on the overground to Dalston Junction.
Yeah, and they just have
got
a conversation.
20 minutes to kill. What are you up to today?
That's what they do.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah, I know. It just wouldn't work with us. I don't like phone calls in general anyway.
Though. No, I don't either.
I will send an email and wait five days rather than making a phone call.
Bit extreme, but fair.
I will do that.
No, I get it as well. Because with the text thing, you have time to carve one out.
Exactly. I'm not good on the phone and I panic.
Yeah. I know it. I won't call you.
Yeah, don't call me because it won't end well. You'll say something. I'll go, yeah.
Well. Like, hey, Batches, Arthur, how you doing? You'll just go,
I am awkward. I think I'm just awkward.
Yeah.
I think I am.
But is that like bad for, because these people are taking phone calls, they're having a good time. Is it like something you're like, oh, I wish I didn't have that social inhibition? Or do you think they should have more of it?
Nah, do whatever you want.
You think?
Yeah, I think do whatever you want. If you're not like that. Super loud, do whatever you want, really.
A lot of people that take phone calls are super loud in public.
They are. I guess it depends what you're saying on there. If it's like inappropriate, maybe chill.
Yeah.
But if it's not, have fun, whatever. Do whatever you want, I guess. I wouldn't do it just because I'm a puss though.
Yeah, do you think that's kind of like makes us like soy boy beta males for not taking phone calls on tubes?
I think so, but I think I'm just a beta male anyway. Look at me.
You got a mullet and a moustache. How can you be?
I don't know. Something went wrong. Something went wrong, man. Something went wrong. That's all. Can I just say that's a joke? I'm actually pretty alpha.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. Can you back that up?
Yeah, because you've got that like alt account where you just post clips of Tristan and Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
And just motivational.
Yeah, they're my boys.
Yeah, with like photos of lions.
You know, they've got to watch motivational videos themselves, right? And it's not going to be of them. Who do you think it's of?
Oh, it's of you.
Exactly.
No way.
Exactly. Can I just say, I remember saying leave it with me on the last episode. That's one of the coolest things anyone can ever say. Don't you think?
Oh, when we were solving dilemmas.
Yeah, if someone says something and you just go leave it with me.
Yeah.
That's one of the coolest things ever.
That's true. It's very, you watch Suits?
Yeah, I did a bit. I've watched a bit of Suits.
It's very Harvey Specter.
Yeah, it's like leave it with me. Yeah. I'll deal with it. I'm a guy who gets stuff done.
Yeah.
That's why I say it all the time and I never get anything.
I'm going to add that to my vocabulary.
Use it all the time.
What happens if you can't convert? And then I left it with you and now my dog's dead.
Who cares? Who cares? They're, in their head, they're thinking, he's still the man. Probably. Like my mama. I don't know why I just said my mama. No. No, I fucked it up. I was just saying, I was supposed to say, like my mum says, oh, quiche is ready. Come get a slice of quiche. Leave it with me. Leave it with me. I'll deal with that.
Fascinating insight into the Batch's family life.
Thanks.
Another one. This one is, this is why my hair goes from short to long.
Everyone's does that. I've noticed that. That's really weird, actually.
Mine specifically, I get my hair cut really short and let it grow really long because I hate being at the barber and they hold the mirror behind your head for ages and you're like, oh yeah, it looks good. Thank you, mate.
So true.
And then they do another lap and you're like, yep, good. And they're still there like, and you're like, yep.
They're back there for longer than they
and
did.
And you're like, just fuck off. Just fuck off. Leave me alone. I've said it's
fine. I know
fine.
What it looks like.
It's fine. I've seen it. I have a family to get back to.
I've got family.
I've got a job. Let me go home. I hate it. I find it. That's the most awkward thing. I can't deal with it.
I'm lucky now because I know my barber. So it's not as awkward. And he'll show it for a split second because he's like, he's done it so many times that he'll know I'm fine with it or whatever. Yeah. So I'm in a position now where that's not awkward anymore.
That's true. A few of the boys get a barber to come around to them and they'll like hang out.
Yeah.
Like I was once around Harry's and it was just Harry and Gib.
Yeah.
And they just got their hair cut back to back and there was like three of them in the room chatting.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so much better than being one-on-one with someone you don't really know.
That's the life right there. That's the life. You need to get yourself a one barber. Stick with that man. Or woman.
Maybe. But I really like the full experience.
You
ever go to, I go to a Turkish barber and they do like hot towel on your face.
Yeah, my man's a Kurdish king.
Ick handling. Yep. Turkish.
Kurdish.
Is it Kurdish? Well, I go to Ted's grooming room, which is a Turkish barber.
There's a certain like group, the Kurds. So he's Kurdish, but people call it the Turkish barber.
Interesting.
But he does your ears with fire and stuff and then gives you a massage?
I don't really do the ear candling thing or whatever it's called, earwax banging, because I haven't got very hairy ears. But it's the like hot towel on the face.
He does it without my permission anyway.
Does he?
Yeah. He does it all.
Scares me, look.
I'll do anything. I'm paying for it anyway. Do whatever you want with me in that chair. You do have to get naked as well, don't you?
You need to switch barbers.
No, he's gentle. He's got that gentle touch.
Bit of a classic one. Sat there whilst everyone's singing happy birthday. You and your hands must go crazy.
Yeah, I made videos on this because it's such an awkward thing.
What do you do?
I sing it. But I think that's more...
That's so weird. You don't sing happy birthday to yourself, do you?
Oh, yeah, because I think it makes it less awkward. But then if I, that if I was singing happy birthday weird. To someone and they were singing it, I'd be like, oh, God, he thinks he's funny, but yeah. It's like, it's not funny. But yeah, I just sit there and I sing it.
Have
better
you seen
than
that, like,
else
Our
does.
Little Comedian TikTok? The yeah, that's singing what happy I am.
Our Little Comedian. Yeah, that's what you mean.
And he's doing like Fortnite emotes and stuff, and it's like, oh it's so no, painful to
but
watch.
But I've figured out my next strategy for my next birthday, and I'll be 17. I'm going to sing, no, when they're singing happy birthday, I'm going to I'm just going to say really loud, what song is this? Yo, what song is this? And download it. The whole time they're singing it. Yo, what song is this? Yo.
You can't claim to be a socially awkward person if you have the boldness to do that.
Yeah, but it's family and I'm just going, whoa, yo, what song is this?
Wait. You get whoa, the Shazam whoa. Out.
What song is this? Fire.
Okay. A slightly more awkward silent scenario then. Okay. A silent elevator. I've just moved to a building. No. I've moved from a house to an apartment block. And I now am in the elevator, sometimes for a long time in dead silence. No yeah. awkward music left. Awkward left music.
You've got to make your own music. At that point, probably.
You sing?
You just probably say to them, just be like, you mind if I... you mind if I real quick...
Anyone want me to rap? I'll break the tension yeah. a little bit.
yeah. Yeah, lift the
just
mood
Just start
a bit.
Freestyling.
No, or you could get to know them, Arthur, like a normal person.
That's...
get to know thy neighbour.
Is that not a social... Is that not a violation of a social norm? Is the social norm not everyone stands in the elevator and accepts that it's quite an awkward...
No.
And being like, hello, mate, what do you do?
I think break that social norm. How excited would everyone be if they saw a guy like me in the elevator and I started a conversation with them? How excited would everyone
I'd
be?
Hate it.
No,
when
you wouldn't.
When people start conversations with me unnecessarily,
no, you
I
wouldn't. You'd get
it.
Fanny flutters.
Oh, my God. I haven't got a fanny.
You'd find a way. Because I would literally, I'd be like, yo, what floor do you live on? Not in a weird way. What floor do you sort of reside on? What's it like up there? Is it warmer because the heat rises? Mm-hmm. Where are you off to? Where are you off to? Isn't the laundry in this place, or is it in our rooms? I can't remember. The laundry. Has this place even got a gym anyway? Where are you off to? Where are you going?
And you think that would go down well?
This is, yeah, go down
and
well.
Why have you just asked me 8 questions in a row?
Because I'm filling the awkward silence. Some people are good with small talk. Some people got it. Some
I
people
think
don't.
That would burn me inside.
Okay, and I'm just here and I'm going... Oh, I noticed you press ground floor. Do you go there a lot? What are you planning on doing down
often.
There? What are you planning on doing down there? My name's Isaac, by the way. What do you do for a living? Oh, wow. My. That's, wow. I know people who do that as well. And they say it's really rewarding. I'm a content creator. You want to see my videos? Do you know how many, how many followers I got? No, I wouldn't do that ever.
I've got this really funny one where I'm an old horny man. Watch this. Yeah, watch just do a live react.
That is an awkward moment when someone doesn't know who I am and they're like, oh, let me search your stuff, and they do it in front of me and they don't fucking laugh after watching a full video. Oh, and also God. They're like, oh, why don't you pick which one? You pick which one I'll watch. And then you soon realize that actually when I'm there selecting a video, I realize actually they're not funny because I've got to pick one that I know is going to make him laugh. I'm like, they're not going to work. And I pick one and they watch it through and they're like, oh, right. Wow. How long have you been doing that for? And it's like, wow, what do I fucking do now?
Your content, I don't know if it's laugh out loud. It's like,
oh, okay. oh, okay. Wow.
It's like enjoyable cringe content.
So you're saying you don't laugh at my content?
To be fair, I'm one of those people that don't laugh out loud at videos, really.
Same.
I don't think I watch stuff and laugh out loud.
I do. If it's a funny video, I laugh out loud.
No, I don't think I do.
And sometimes I put it on for the sake of others, which you could have done here today. You could have told me that you laugh out loud to my videos. You chose not to.
Yeah, but I think I'd be one of those people that you'd show.
Really? If I showed you one of my videos,
but then that would make
me
feel so awkward because I'd be like, he's expecting me to laugh. So I either have two choices. I fake laugh and he almost certainly realizes... And it's so awkward because he knows I'm fake. Like, we all know it's a facade, embarrassing. Or I don't laugh. He feels really awkward. I empathize with that and feel awkward myself. Like, there's no win there.
I'd rather you fake laugh.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, but better. If someone showed me a video.
Okay, right now, unfunny video, fake laugh at this right now.
What, and they do that? And this is, when did you do this then? When did you film
that? That's not bad. It's a little bit. I can tell it's a little bit fake.
You would not know
that's fake. I probably wouldn't know. That's quite a good talent.
I think everyone should fake laugh if someone's showing, even if they're telling a joke. Also, that's something that annoys me. Like, I'll be fake laughing at someone all night. And then I make a joke and I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's gonna go down well. And they don't laugh. I just feel like walking up to them and saying, are you fucking okay? That was actually funny. And nothing you've said tonight is fucking funny.
I just wanted to try it.
To see how long I could go on for. Not,
see how long you go. Yeah, no, I do get that. That's annoying. That'd be a really shit podcast. Imagine having a podcast host that just didn't laugh at any of your jokes.
Yes, that's what I'm dealing with.
There are two TikTokers that do like skits, and one of them, when he's filming the other one, like bursts out laughing at his stuff, makes it really funny, and then it cuts the other way around.
Yeah.
And the guy filming doesn't laugh at all.
See?
And it's so awkward to watch.
Should always fake laugh. It makes everything better. Everything.
Have you faked one on this podcast?
Probably, yeah. I'm going to be honest. I fake laugh all the time.
That has filled me with so much dread.
But you don't notice it. You fake laugh at most times you've laughed today will be a fake laugh.
What?
Because to laugh out loud means you really found something funny, like a lot. You said you don't laugh out loud at a lot of things.
To videos though, in person I do.
Yeah, but everything in person is like ramped up, like you do put it on a bit. Like everything is
fake. I think you're probably right actually, yeah.
Like you would just, because also it makes you look better if you're laughing a lot as well.
What, because you're more enjoyable to be around?
Exactly, that's true.
Yeah, you definitely like someone more if they laugh at all your jokes.
I'm not everything, it's not fake, but it's like exaggerated probably.
I always think that with YouTube videos, like having someone in a group YouTube video that just has, like is a very easy laugh and has a contagious laugh.
Yeah.
Like even with reaction content, like I look at Deji and KSI and they've just got those laughs that they can just laugh and it's like, it's very contagious.
It makes
the
video. And they
can just bang them out and it makes a video. Reacting to a video and I'm like, it's just nowhere near as good as them. Absolutely losing it. Yeah. It's such a good trait.
Yeah, and it works in real life. If you're laughing more in real life,
yeah,
people are going to like you more.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think.
I find that with Ricky Gervais. Sometimes I'm like, that actually wasn't that funny, but because he laughed so much, like he does this stuff with Carl Pilkington and Carl will do something kind of weird. And I'm like, that's kind of funny. And Ricky will lose his mind with his squeaky laugh.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh so much.
And it
much.
Makes it funnier. It does.
Would you ever see those TikToks where like something's going on and it's not that funny?
Yeah.
But everyone's losing their mind laughing and you're like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll fake laugh at myself. Like I'll say something in conversation and I'll laugh about it, but it's not always real. Sometimes it's just to add to what I said. But it's all subconscious. It's not like I'm consciously.
But then it is. It's like the thing where, you know, they say if you're feeling down, you can genuinely smile, and if you smile for 10 seconds, you feel happier. Like your brain just releases happy chemicals. I think when you start laughing, you naturally find things funnier.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, yeah. It's like when you get the giggles.
Yeah.
And then you're just done. You're finished. That's all it takes.
We should do a try not to laugh episode.
Oh, we should.
Or a segment at least in an episode about laughter.
We should get people in from the Patreon to do a little show for us.
Yeah. What, like a talent show or a laughing show?
Yeah, let's do a comedy show and a talent show. Comedy night, a talent show, we'll do.
That would actually be sick. We could so hire out like a comedy studio.
Yeah, we could.
Shout out Patreons.
So do that.
Appreciate you guys. We appreciate all viewers.
Yes, especially... I don't know.
Just especially Patreon.
Just especially, Patreon. Not
really. Listening to our podcast is more than we can ask for. But the Patreon allows us to do a couple of extra things and get involved a bit more, which is always good fun.
It's always good fun. It's never not good fun.
Okay. All right.
It's high energy. Come on. It's for attention.
Another tough one. Watching a sex scene with your parents.
Well, you put it in slow-mo, don't you?
Oh my goodness, do you?
Turn it up and put it
in. Hey, can we rewind that bit? That was a good bit.
No, that when I was younger, I'd be awkward about it and I'd just be looking around, like pretending I'm not seeing the screen. Now?
You can deal with it.
Yeah, I can deal with it now.
No, I can't.
Now I'm like, you see that, Dad?
Because then what do you do with your boner?
Throw it out the
window. What do you mean throw it?
Take it off. You don't get a boner from seeing a sex scene.
Don't tell me what I don't do.
You don't. You don't. You just don't. I know you don't.
Well, am I being gaslit on my own podcast?
You don't. I'm sorry, you don't.
No, you're probably right.
It's catch 22 for me because my penis is like this. And so if that ever happens, I the blood rushes away from my brain and I pass out.
So you're sitting mid-set and they're like, great, he's passed out again.
Yeah, so they know
I've
been aroused.
With the biggest bulge anyone's ever seen.
Literally. And the paramedics, they come in, they drag me out by it. And they put me in the back of the ambulance.
And pump it back?
No.
They just let it?
They just let it.
Fascinating. Next.
And guess what?
Oh.
None of that was true. Believe it or not, none of that was true.
Proof.
I just watched the sex scene. Because now I feel it's more awkward to look away. So I make it clear that I'm watching it and enjoying it.
Because
it's less awkward.
There's a funny one with the... Kind of reminds me of it, where Ricky Gervais is talking about like people showing pictures of their kids to him. And he's like, you never know where the right amount of time... Because he's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know whether to look and be like, oh yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, you're quite dismissive.
Yeah.
But if you look too long, like, oh yeah. Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah, it starts so to get dodgy. Weird. Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
I'll spare copy that, odd. Please, pal.
spare, can you airdrop that one? That's lovely, actually. That's really lovely.
Yeah, and you never know in Hollywood when someone's showing you the kids what exactly is going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't say too much or you'll get taken away.
We are part of the Hollywood elite,
we know,
aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We know all the ins and outs of what's going on in Hollywood, but
we're
we
between
can't speak
two fans.
Out about it.
We had to eat Zach Galifianakis to be here today.
We did.
Yeah.
Now, we've got his ferns. Fern, not Fern Cotton or anything like that.
No.
Is that a person?
Yeah. British, though.
She's got nothing to do with this. Right?
Right?
Right? Right? We can't say too much. We can't say too much.
Yeah.
We can't.
But.
Because we'll get taken away.
We did some crazy things to get here.
And it involved Tony Hawk.
Wrong pod. For that me, was episode anyway. 3.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back.
It all
I'm
comes
not letting
back.
Tony Hawk die.
Everything all comes back to this. You know what? I'm going to go home and play Tony Hawk's Proving Ground just as a little throwback.
What is Tony Hawk's Proving Ground?
It's like a skater game.
It's skate.
Just skateboard around the
skate.
Streets of Baltimore.
Skate. No. It's different to skate.
Yeah.
He made a different one.
Better. Tony Hawk's Proving Ground 2.
I don't know if that's what I played and called it skate or if I played skate.
No, Skate 3. That's
yeah, I played classic. Skate 3. I wasn't good at it though. Just.
Are you much of a gamer?
Yeah, but my thumbs can't keep up with my head.
What do you mean by that?
They're just not.
You're better with your head than with your hands.
Yeah, I have to use my face for the controller. No, I just like when I play Fortnite with my friends.
You're a Fortnite player?
Yeah, I'm just the medic. I carry all the consumables for everyone. I don't touch a weapon because also I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I turn up to the battle. I med up everyone. And also morale. I'm big on morale.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll boost everyone's morale. I'll patch them up. My friend Jarrell, I'll patch him up and I'll say,
Jarrell.
You're doing great out there, Jarrell. Love you, bro. Go out there. And he'll tell me to
go
fuck
get
off.
Him, man.
He'll tell me to fuck off, but he loves me really. He just refuses to say it.
I think every team needs one.
Every team needs a medic. They don't get enough recognition.
What other games did you play?
Dabble in, you name it. I dabble in, you name it, mate.
Did you ever play RuneScape?
No.
Oh, there was a really good mini game within that called like Barbarian Assault where I was always the medic. Because I found it so funny. Everyone else would be struggling in the fights, all this kind of stuff. And I start running up, here you go, some food, pal.
See, keep it's the most rewarding role.
It's so rewarding.
It's so rewarding.
Because everyone's really grateful. You kill something and everyone's like, congratulations, that was your job.
Yeah.
If someone's like, oh my God, I'm close to death. Oh, Arthur's here to save the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And they get medded up.
It's exactly. Like, yeah. And there's nothing better than seeing your homie down on the ground on all fours, begging to be lifted up.
Rezzing
begging
someone
to be
zone.
Revived and you revive him.
Yeah. Rezzing
it's
one
like
of the boys.
A kiss
it's
on
a
the
power
lips.
Move, yeah. It's like a kiss on the forehead.
It's like a kiss on the forehead. Exactly.
You're okay, son, I've got you.
Exactly. And I play this game called Chivalry where it's like your old knights and it's like a battle, right?
Yeah.
I'm going in, I'm running in and diagnosing people on the floor.
Diagnosing them?
Yeah.
With
on
what?
Site, NHS.
Oh.
It's a side hustle. I go in and I diagnose them on the floor.
What's the point in chivalry?
To kill everyone.
Oh.
But I try and stop it. So that everyone is
Where do the women come into
this?
Okay,
there are wenches.
Wenches?
That's what they're called in it. I think. I
Crazy.
They're all running in either side. Yeah, that's true, actually. Chivalry, if you're watching this, put women in the game because they're, most of them are stronger than men anyway.
Yeah, put women everywhere, I think.
Yes.
There shouldn't be women free.
Inappropriate ways.
Yeah, no. Not in prison unless they've done something wrong.
Well, don't even put them in prison.
What about the bad ones?
There are no bad women. So the people are running at each other. Vikings
this
versus
guy's good.
Vikings versus the Normans. They're coming at each other in the middle. I run into the middle and I go, stop! Everyone freaking stop! Stop fighting! What's the point? And then when they come in and they all get fucking killed.
Oh, they all do it anyway. They don't listen to you.
They don't listen to me, believe it or not.
That's not cool.
I'm the one there patching people up. They call me Florence Nightingale. That's my gamer tag.
You're Florence Nightingale.
Yes.
That's quite a cold gamer tag, to be fair.
It is cold. Yeah. You're right. Florence Fighting Girl, they call me.
But you're a peacemaker.
Yeah, I am, but don't get on my bad side, mate.
We should do... We have a Minecraft enjoyer. I feel like we should...
Yes, we should do actually...
We should do an SMP.
A Let's Play. What's an SMP?
Yeah, survival multiplayer. Basically same thing, a Let's Play.
Okay, let's do that.
We'll build a house. We'll build let's a new podcast studio on Minecraft.
Oh, and we can do a whole episode in Minecraft.
We can actually make a server that people can join and just like
that could be
stuff.
Part of the Patreon, actually.
True.
People would like that.
Because we're starting a Patreon-only Discord soon for everyone to chat away in, and we'll drop some Minecraft stuff in there.
That would be cool. Yeah, I did. I do play. I don't play it now because I just don't.
Yeah, I wish I played more.
It's finding time, isn't it? It's finding time for it.
It's hard because obviously we do our thing where it's like there's no hour where we can't be working.
Yeah.
So if, even at like, you know, Sunday, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You're like, I technically could just be filming a video right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's hard to be like, you know what? I'm going to just go play Minecraft for five
hours.
Yeah,
that's true. It's hard to like separate life from work, really. Because you know you could be doing that, so you should be doing that, really.
But we should definitely play some Minecraft.
Let's play Minecraft. All I do on it is fish, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not going in the mines. If you think I'm going in the mines, you can go in the mines. I'll look after the house. I'll bake you a pumpkin pie or something.
You're a bit of a domestic god.
Yeah.
Nice.
Leave it with me and I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Leave the house with me.
Everyone needs their own roles. Leave it with me.
No, but I'm the sort of guy on Minecraft that you'll be off grinding trying to find diamonds and I'll say, don't worry, I'll build a house. You come back and it's just an ugly ass stone hut.
I thought you were going to say you're an architect.
It's an ugly ass stone hut and I've trapped a couple chickens that I'm mating.
You've lured a few.
Yeah, because that's all I just want.
What happened to the cows? Zombies got them.
Don't worry about
Patch.
It.
Patch. Where are my fucking cows?
I need milk.
They died. I killed them. They're pissing me off. Right, well, at risk of us running out of things to say and this podcast episode becoming cringe.
Or awkward.
The one thing it was swore to destroy. I think we should end there. So, got anything else to say?
No, my ears are just starting to go red under the lights.
Yeah, they are a little bit. You're overheating.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So, yeah, I think we should have some sort of outro at some point. But basically, you can listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, or if you come outside the building, you could just hear through the window.
Please don't do that, because they
will. I'll put the address in the comments anyway.
You can watch on YouTube, watch our beautiful faces yapping away.
Yeah, visual. Keep it visual.
And of course, you can subscribe to the Patreon for free bonus perks. No, I keep saying free.
It's not free, you're paying
Subscribe
for it.
To it, and then the bonus perks don't cost
anymore. Don't even bother, waste the money.
Yeah, no, they're great. Or are they? No, they are. We'll add some more maybe. Including a Minecraft SMP. Anyway, thank you for watching. Keep cringing.
Cringe your pants. See you later.